In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里证道。
Today I choose this topic, foolishness.
今天我选择这个题目愚昧。
It's very negative words.
这听起来是很负面的。
We don't like to hear this word in our life.
我们通常不愿意听到别人这样子说。
But sometimes this word is quite necessary for ourselves.
但有的时候这个用词对我们来说是很重要的。
One time, when I got the quick lunch in McDonald's.
有的时候我想很简单的把我的午餐给解决掉，就去麦当劳。
Yeah, order the small coke.
我就从我就 order 一个小我的面包之后，我也要了一杯饮料。
Actually, it's quite times ago because I don't eat the hamburger anymore after the certain age after that. I realize it's no good.
这个我是在讲很久以前的事情，因为我知道这个对身体不好啊，尤其年纪比较大了，我现在比较注重饮食了。
But that times they like a promotion for this any size of the drink is $1. Nowadays I also find out some.
那时候麦当劳有做这个广告他们想推销他们的饮料，就是你不管买什么食物，你不管什么大小的饮料都是一块钱。
So bring this small coke and bring out, and then I do drinking and I look at it. All the size is $1. Then I got the small size.
但是我那个时候并不晓得，结果我就叫了一个最小杯的饮料。等我出去的时候，出门的时候才看到一个大招牌在那里，我就看到我不管那么大的大杯，不论大杯小杯是一样的价钱。
Because I cannot go back to the things I drink it and put it and then get the new one. It's hard already too late.
但是因为我知道我已经这个我手中拿的这个杯子我已经喝过了，所以我不能回去跟他换了。
I said, so foolish.
我就骂自己怎么这么笨呢、
啊、I should have to get a large one.
我应该跟他们要一个大杯的。
But actually, when I get the small one, because in a sense, this is actually good for my health.Because I don't have to drink a lot of soda.
其实对我来说，其实这是好的事情，因为那时候我不应当喝这么多，这种甜的饮料对我身体并不好。
But sometimes we think that it is foolish, but sometimes actually it turned to become a wisdom.
同样的道理，有的时候我们觉得这是很愚昧的事情，但是后来却是对我们是一个，却成为一个是有智慧的事情。
Sometimes we think we are very smart, but end up it turned to be very, very foolish.
有的时候我们觉得我们做了一个很有智慧的事，但是后来却变成一个愚昧的事。
Just like when you go to, also another example, but when you go to all you can eat.
我再比一个例子，就像我们去这个，去这个buffet， 你尽量能吃的地方。
Open your pants and then you have to eat everything so that it make it, worth it to pay.
你想把那个你的裤子或者是腰带都把它松下来，这样子可以多吃一点，这样才能够划得来。
So that once your stomach is full, then it's worth it because I pay that all.That amount to bring into my stomach.
那等你的肚子感觉非常胀的时候，你觉得啊，这个很划算，因为我付了这些钱，能够吃这么多东西。
See, I talk to you, but later, if I go to all you can eat, I eat the same amount anyway.
虽然我在自此跟大家这样说，可是我以后去这种 buffet 地方吃的话，我可能还是吃这么多。
But every time go to a buffet, actually shorten our life.
其实我们每次去这种地方，尽情的吃，其实我们就在减短我们的寿命。
Just ruin our stomach.
因为把我们的胃肠都吃坏了。
But it tells us the human nature. Sometimes we know the wisdom, yet we follow our own foolishness.
所以这个就叫代表我们人类的愚昧。我们知道什么是有智慧的事情，但我们却做这种愚昧的事。
The Greek word this foolishness is Marissa, Marissa.
这个希腊文原文是 Marissa。
It's okay. You don't have to know. I don't have to know.
其实没有关系，我们不知道怎么念没有关系。
But then it's very interesting word. Because have you heard about a moron?
这个就是英文愚愚蠢人。
English word moron, right? Moron.
英文 moron 这个愚蠢人就是从这里这个字来的。
Because the adjective of this Greek word foolish, it means morons. It comes from there. Moron, this word comes from there.
因为这个原来希腊文的这个形容词就是 morons, 所以就跟这个英文的 moron 这个字很类似。
People doesn't like to hear for somebody talk to him and say, you're a moron, then it's really insult, you know, to you.
所以当然有人这样子叫你是 moron 就是 愚蠢人的时候这个是很大的侮辱
Morons means your mental capacity is only 8 to 12 years old That's what it meant
这个原文
Now you got it right
Morons 这个原文的意思就是说你的智慧只有在七八岁的孩子一
样 So somebody tell you, your moron means your capacity, mental capacity is only 8 to 12 years old.
有人这样子称呼你是 moron 的话就表示说你的智慧只有八到十二岁的孩子一样
So those who do not have a understanding of discernment and also do not have wisdom enough to distinguish right and wrong, which means...
这就表示一个人没有办法分辨是非，不知道什么是智慧。
So this is a moron.
这个就是愚昧的意思。
No one wants to be in that stage.
没有一个人想做一个这样的人。
I thought about this age people, 8 to 12 years old.
我就开始想，当我们是八到十二岁的时候
，once children is not here, so we can talk about it.
反正孩子不在这里，我们可以这样子讲他们。
Those age 8 to 12 years old,
这些孩子在八到十二岁的时候
，they think they know a lot of things.
他们认为自己知道很多。
Once you talk to them, they treat them as a little one. They don't like it because they know a lot of things.
你跟他们讲话的时候，想要教导他们，他们却以为自己懂得很多。
But still, the age is like not even reached to the the teenage.
那时候还不算是teenager.
So their experience is very limited.
所以他们的其实生活上的这种体验是很有限。
But they think they know a lot already.
但是他们却认为自己懂得很多了。
Sometimes Christian life is similar like that.
有的时候我们做基督徒的人也一样。
What our understanding of God is very limited.
我们对神的了解其实很有限。
But end up that we believe in God, eight years, 12 years, we think we know a lot of already.
但我们信主八年、十二年之后，我们就觉得我们自己已经懂了很多了。
So which is the stage of like foolishness?
所以就表示我们还在停留这个愚昧的时期段。
When we look at all the gospel books, and we find out all the those like Pharisees.And scribe, Sadducees, those who the knowledgeable about the Bible,
We 们从这个福音本这边看到，这些法利赛人或者这些书信人，他们认为自己对圣经非常了解。
Because most of these people, they are the one on the stage of moron.
其实他们这些人都处于在这个愚昧的阶段。
They are the stage of the foolishness.
他们都还在愚昧的时候。
Even though they think they know something about God,
他们认为对神他们有所了解。
But yet they cannot recognize the Lord Jesus Christ when he was in front of them.
但是他们却不能辨别耶稣站在他们面前的就是神。
So Jesus talked to them, "You are truly blind."
所以耶稣就说他们：“你们是瞎眼的。”
Which means you don't know anything.
就表示你们什么都不知道。
So, this topic is not a good topic. This is not a pleasant topic. But because we talk about the wisdom a lot.
虽然这个题目不是很好听，但是我们因为讲了智慧很多。
So sometimes this foolishness, sometimes it's good, as good as to learn.
所以有的时候我们也了解一下愚昧是什么，或许有对我们有帮助。
One of a good example in the Bible is Solomon.
在圣经一个很好的例子就是所罗门王。
He received a great amount of wisdom from God.
他从神那里得到相当大的智慧。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 4.
我们来看一下列王记上第四章。
First King chapter 4.
列王记上第四章。
Verse from 29.
从29节开始。
First King chapter 4 verse from 29.
列王记上四章二十九节开始。
Now God gave Solomon wisdom and very great discernment and breadth of mind, like the sand that is on the seashores. Verse 30. And Solomon's wisdom surpassed the wisdom of all the sons of the east and all the wisdom of Egypt. Verse 31.
31节。
For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan and Israelite, Hemant, Calcol, and Dada, the sons of Mahol, and his fame was known in all the surrounding nations. He also spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. And verse 33 also continued, but he mentioned about he knows pretty much everything in this world.
一直到三十四节，这里就描述所罗门王几乎他什么都没有什么东西不知道的。
And according to verse 34, it says a man came from all people.To hear the wisdom of Solomon from all the kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom.
三十四节说，天下列王听见所罗门的智慧，都差人来听他的智慧话。
So we can understand his wisdom is beyond our normal peoples of wisdom.
所以这里让我们明白所罗门。他的智慧是超乎正常人的智慧。
But end up his life with the most foolish one in this world. He actually the Solomon he himself to be.
但是到他生命的结尾的时候，他却是世上最愚昧的一个人。
Because he do not listen to the word of God.
因为他没有听从神的话语。
He was exceedingly rich, and he has authority, he has power, and his wisdom.
他是有极大的财富，还有权柄，还有这些智慧。
But yet he do not later on in his life he doesn't listen to the word voice of God.
但是到他生命最后，他却没有听从神的话。
So he becomes one of the most foolish one in the human histories actually.
所以反而他变成了一个世上最愚昧的一个人了。
Let's look at the First King chapter 11.
我们也看列王记上十一章。
The First King chapter 11.
列王记上的第十一章。
Verse 9 to 11.
第九到十一节。
Chapter 11 from verse 9 to 11.
列王记上十一章九到十一节。
Now the Lord was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned away from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice and had commanded him concerning these things that he should not go after other gods, but he did not observe what the Lord had commanded. Verse 11. So the Lord said to Solomon, because you have done this.And you have not kept my commandments and my statutes, which I have commanded you. I will surely tear the kingdom from you and will give it to your servant. And you can see here the Solomon, his heart is changed.
这里表示他的所罗门的心已经偏了。
It's not God depart from, but he depart from God.
这个不是神先离弃他的，而是所罗门先离弃神。
Even God show up to him for two times, warning him and encouraging him to let him to come back to God.
神甚至的两次显现给他，也勉励他，让他要转回。
You know the things he mentioned about the verse 10 is ten that had commanded him concerning these things that he should not go after other gods.
主也曾经吩咐他不可随从别神。
That means his heart is now split that.Not seeking God only, but now is he seeking something, some other God, which means somebody else beside of God.
这里告诉我们，他不但他的心偏离了神，就表示他在开始拜别的神了。
So he occurred the angry of God.
所以却就引神发怒。
So the this nation to be split to end up.
结果就让他的王国分裂了。
Of course, that's his son's kind of the foolishness, but actually it's come from the Solomon's, his foolishness.
当然我们后来也看到, 所罗门儿子的愚昧, 可是这个是从所罗门王愚昧开始。
If you look at the, you know, the first King chapter 12 here, King Rehoboam, he acted very foolishly.
要是我们看, 列王记上的十二章, 这个罗伯安他所做的事情也是非常愚昧的。
Because all the people already, all the people, you know, the nations, they are very tiresome from the lot of the work done for the established this kingdom for the 40 years.
因为全国的人民已经为了 所罗门王建国这40年已经非常的 疲劳了。
So the wise people and the advice to him.
所以这些 这些智慧人就建议 罗伯安王。
First King chapter 12 verse 4, this is advice from the wise man.
所以在这个
experienced man.
在第四节就是 以色列人这些智慧人跟王建议。
So, chapter 12 verse 4 here, the wise men come from the Solomon time. They talk to the King Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, says, "Your father made our yoke hard. Therefore, lighten the hard service of your father, and is a heavy yoke which he put on us, and we will serve you." He says.
第四节说，你父亲使我们 负重荷做苦工，现在求你使我们做的苦工负的重荷松些，轻松些，我们就侍奉你。
So the later on the concert. I'm sorry. This is what the people said later on the verse 6. Now King Rehoboam go to consult with the old council.
这个是其实是人民的他们的请求，所以第六节罗伯安就去找。 他父亲以前这些老年人的这些臣子们。
So if you say if you follow what the people said, then your kingdom will be continued.
所以这些臣子们跟他说，你要是听从人们的建议的话，他们就会跟随你。
And this Rehoboam also later goes to the young people.
然后这个罗伯安他也去找他的年轻的朋友。
Young people tell him that you have to be harder than before, so you can. The more upon the harder, the yoke heavier than before, so that you can control them actually.
这些少年人就跟王说，你一定要比你的父亲更加的严厉，这样子这些人你才能够控制这些人。So
Rehoboam, King Rehoboam follow what the young people said.
结果罗伯安王就照着少年人的商议而行了。
So the 10 tribes that they heard it, they heard from the King Rehoboam's foolish way of speech.
结果这个十派的人民听到罗伯安王这些愚昧的话,
end up they separated.
他们就离弃了王。
So this is why the kingdom was separated to two pieces.
从此以后, 这个王国就分裂为two, 两个。
But I think King Rehoboam, what he listened to the young people's advice.
那为什么罗伯安王他听这些少年人的话呢?
This is come from God.
其实这个是从神而来的。
I think the Rehoboam later on, he said he talked to him.
我想罗伯安他一定跟自己讲。
How come I was so foolish at that time?
他或许会骂自己说，我当时为什么这么愚昧呢？
But it was too late.
但是那时候已经太晚了。
Because kingdom already was separated.
因为那时候王国已经分裂为两个。
Because he doesn't follow the old people's advice.
因为他没有听从百姓们的话。
And so do we, when we look at about this foolishness,
所以我们看这个, 关于愚昧,
and this is we have to think about it.
我们要仔细的思考。
I hope that you and I will always be wise enough.
我但愿, 你我都能够, 保留这个智慧。
So we have to ask God's wisdom.
因为我们要求神的智慧。
Always it's good to weaken ourselves to be foolish for ourselves so that we can seeking the God's wisdom.
我们最好是 让自己变为愚昧, 这样子才能够, 祈求神给我们的智慧。
First look at First Corinthians.
让我们读, 哥林多前书。
First Corinthians, First Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章,
verse 18.
18节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
哥林多前书3章18节.
Let no one deceive himself. If any man among you think that he is wise in this age, let him become foolish, that he may become wise. Here the Paul mentioned about let us become foolish, so that you can become wise.
这里保罗 建议我们要倒不如变作愚拙，好成为有智慧的人。
We understand the true wisdom is always come from God.
我们要了解真智慧是从神而来的。
The human way of wisdom is always limited.
人间来的智慧总是有限的。
Because we cannot see tomorrow.
因为我们不知道明日是如何。
But God can see tomorrow. God could see the tomorrow.
但是神他却看得见。
And so, you know, because First Corinthians, we understand that Paul he continued talking about the true wisdom.
我们知道在哥林多前书这里，保罗继续讲这个真智慧。
At this time, many people they think that they're very wise.
因为在当时有很多人认为他们是很有智慧的。
So actually, the church cannot be one.
所以教会就没有办法能够团结。
So even there has divisions in the church.
在教会中就出现分裂。
Even though a lot of people, smart people there.
虽然那里有很多很有智慧的人。
Yet the all church cannot be united.
但是教会却不能合一。
Because each one thinks they are smart enough.
因为每一个人都认为他们是很聪明的。
So Paul here, chapter 3, verse 18 says, when you become foolish, then he may become wise.
所以保罗说, 先要做一个愚拙的, 后来将成为一个有智慧的人。
And verse 19, Paul said, the wisdom of this world is a foolishness before God.
在19节这里说, 因为世界上的智慧在神看来是愚拙的。
We understand all this in this world. There are a lot of wisdom, actually.
在这世上看起来有很多东西是好似
We so-called this human wisdom.
我们可以说这是人类的智慧。But
when Jesus came to this world, showing us that His wisdom is against the human wisdom.
但是主耶稣来到这世上的时候，他所表现的智慧是 跟我们人类所知道的
相反。But He's showing us His wisdom in this world. He says, "You be like a child."
比如说他的智慧就是说我们
The kingdom of God is like this kind of children.
因为神国，神的国就像这个孩子一样。
Because they have a humility.
因为他们有谦卑。They
never they think that they are like they are great themselves.
他们不会自以为大。So
when an adult call them, they come.
所以有大人叫孩子来，他们马上就来了。So
we as a church and a family and all these issues is applied.
所以在教会一切的事情，这些都可以应用到。When
a husband and wife to be united to be one body.
当 夫妻他们能够合为一。It's
not because they are very intellectual in a relationship. It's not because of their I'm a greater than you, so that you know their knowledge make their life to be united to be one body. No.
这并不表示他们两人。 互相的有很多的智慧，或是聪明，他们知道怎么样的成为合为一。Have
you noticed? Because when you're saying that, oh, you're better than me.
你有没有发现，你要是对一个人说你比我好。And
then the other side also, oh, no, no, you're better than me.
那另外一个人一定反应说，哦，其实没有，你比我更好。Have
you noticed then both of them, we are better than anybody then?
但这样子的话，两个人就会觉得，哦，我们都互相觉得对方比我好。But
when wife do something, that's not right.
要是你看到妻子做了一件事情，你马上就骂她。
When husband do something and wife look at it, you only can do this much.
或者是先生做的这么一件事情，那太太就说你只能做这么这样子吗？
Then the husband and wife cannot get along together.
这样夫妻两人就没有办法和好。But
each other they do truly respect each other.
但是双方要是互相尊重的话。I
know you're much better than me.
我知道你比我更好。What
is your opinion?
你觉得怎么样呢？
As a husband, I can make a decision, but ask wife's opinions.
虽然丈夫他自己可以做他的决定，可是他还是要尊重妻子的想法。Give a
more value than my own decision.
他尊重妻子的想法比尊重他自己的想法。
You know, wife feels great then.
这样子妻子就觉得很看重。
From after minutes, her serving to husband is very different.
这样这之后呢，妻子对丈夫的待遇可能就很不一样了。
This is vice versa.
这个就是双方互相的。
This is the key of the wisdom of the relationship to be united.
这就是在关系上能够合为一，这就是一个关键。
But towards our children, also the same thing.
对同我们的孩子也是一样的。
When we respect them.
当我们尊重他们的时候
they know.
孩子也知道
So I think the church also same
所以在教会也是一样的
That's why Paul said we treat others more important than us
所以保罗也这样子勉励信徒说我们要待人比看重比我们更好
If we think I am more important than you then the person do not follow
要是我们认为我比你更重要的话，那别人根本不会听你的话。
So we have to ask what is a foolishness?
所以我们要问什么是愚昧。
But Jesus came here to showing us that he himself died on the cross.
耶稣来到这世上，然后死在十字架上。
That's most foolishness.
对大家来讲，这是一个最愚昧的事情。
Human's point of view, that's the most foolishness way of.Have done something.
对人的从人的眼光来看，这是做了一个最愚昧的事。
But that actually most wise what he has done when he came to this world.
但事实上，这个是在他在世上做一个最有智慧的事情。
When Jesus came to this world for the short period of time, he did his ministry for 3.5 years.
耶稣来到这世上，在短短的三年半时候完成了他的事工。
One thing in his ministry, one thing is most important mission is serving other people.
在他事工当中最重要的一件事情就是服侍别人。
So that let the glory of God come out from the serving.
这样子他能够让神的荣耀从他的服侍中显现出来。
He never hid himself to be boss himself.
他从来没有把自己看为老板。
But he willing to serve the people.
他是很愿意的服侍别人
so he himself to be the servant
所以他把他自己当做一个佣人
so within the Christian spirit the one is the most precious spirit is serving spirit
所以对基督徒的来说最重要的一个态度就是愿意服侍的心
let's look at Matthew chapter 20
我们看马太福音二十章
Matthew chapter 20, verse from chapter 20, verse from 20.
马太福音二十章二十节
Matthew chapter 20, verse from 20. Then the mother of the son of Zebedee came to him and him with her sons, and bowing down and making a request of him. Verse 21.
二十一节
And he said to her, "What do you wish?" She said to him.Command that in your kingdom, these two sons of mine may sit on the one on your right and the one on your left. Verse 22.
二十二节。
But Jesus answered and said, "You do not know what you are asking for. You are able to drink the cup that I am about to drink." They say to him, "We are able." And he said to them,
二十三节。
My cup you shall drink, but.To sit on my right and on my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. 24. And hearing this, the ten became indignant with the two brothers. Number 25. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles.Lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. And 26,
26
it is not so among you, but whoever wish to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wish to be first among you shall be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give him life, a ransom for many. And Jesus, you are showing us a very important.Spirit of foolishness.
Foolishness.
Yes.
耶稣在这里显现给我们 很重要的一个愿意做愚昧的这种精神。
Here the Jebedee, the mother of the two sons of the Jebedee came.
这时候，西比泰的儿子的母亲来到耶稣面前。
Before anybody else take these two positions, right and left, the seat.
他希望在有人能够抢到耶稣左右坐在左右这两个位置的。
Which is Your kingdom comes, then officially you become a king.
就表示，当耶稣要正式的做王的时候。
Naturally, there's a ministers, there's a man, you know, to support this kingdoms.
因为做王之后，一定他下面有很多臣子。
Since my two son is within the 12,
既然我的儿子在这十二做耶稣的十二个门徒。
So she knows that she wants to get the most highest position before the Jesus.
所以他想要趁机能够为他的儿子先占好这两个好的位置。
So get this my two sons left and right on your kingdom's positions.
他说让我的儿子能够坐在你的左右边各一个。
This is the human wisdom.
这就是人的智慧。
But at that time, all 10 of them, they listened to.
那时候十个门徒也听见了。
They really didn't like two sons of the mothers of the sons of Jebedee.
当然，他们就非常恼怒，也很不喜欢西比泰儿子母亲所说的话。
So we can understand that during the time of when this disciple followed Jesus.
所以我们了解，当这个十二个门徒跟随耶稣的时候。
What are their attitude and their at that time?
他们那时候的态度是什么样呢
？They have seen a lot of miracle from the Lord Jesus.
他们看到耶稣所行了很多。
A lot of teaching from the Lord Jesus Christ.
也听到主耶稣很多的教训。
But they cannot be wise enough.
但是他们还是不够有智慧。
So they're actually seeking way of the human's flesh way of desire.
他们还是跟从还是跟随他们人类的这种欲望。
This wisdom is come from the flesh.
因为这种欲望就是从肉体来的。
That's what Jesus later mentioned about the human foolishness, which is the true wisdom from above.
所以耶稣后来讲到这个真智慧是从上而来。
24 here's ten of them. They're so angry about the two brothers.
二十四节提到这十个门徒听见这个妇人所说的话就非常恼怒。
And Jesus explained it verse 25.
所以从二十五节，耶稣跟他们解释说。
They mentioned that you know that the ruler of the Gentile lorded over them, and their great men exercised authority over them.
你们知道外邦人有君王为主治。理他们有大臣操权管束他们。
We understand all this outside of the nations, all the government.
我们知道这所有管理这个政治都是这样子。
They're all being controlled by this kind of power and authority.
他们就是要有这种有权柄有力权柄的人来控制他们。
This is the human authority.
这就是人类的权柄。
But Jesus explained to his disciple.
但是耶稣跟他们解释说。
You want to be a great.
你们想成为大吗
？You are the one to be the great like a leader of out of among you.
你们想要在你们当中做领袖者吗
？You shall be a servant.
那你就先做仆人。
If you want to be great, then you yourself to be a slave.
谁愿意为首，就必做仆人。
This is a human foolishness, but this is the God's wisdom.
这个在人看来是一个很愚昧的事，但从神而来就是一个非常有智慧的事。
Jesus explained end up what his life turned to be.
耶稣后来讲说他后来他的一生会怎么样。
Verse 28 says, as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.
二十八节说，人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
This is the Christian ultimate wisdom.
这就是一个基督徒最终的智慧。
A human's way of ultimate foolishness.
对人来说，这是这个最大的愚昧。
But we seeking this true wisdom of God.
我们要追求神这个真智慧。
So let the other people can see that, wow, they are so foolish.
有人会看我们说，这些人真的是很愚蠢。
But actually, it becomes the true wisdom of God.
其实最后会变成神的智慧。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
我们再看回哥林多前书第一章。
Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18.
哥林多前书第一章十八节。
From chapter 1, from verse 18.
哥林多前书一章从十八节开始。
For the word of the cross is to those who are perishing foolishness, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God, he says.
第十八节，因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
Verse 19, and here Paul quote from the book of Isaiah says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will set aside.
十九节，耶稣就讲以赛亚书上面所说的，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
Continue to verse 20.
继续二十节。
Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debaters of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the word of 21?
二十一节。
For signing the wisdom of God, the word through its wisdom did not come to know God. God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe.
二十二十一节。
And this is wonderful, wonderful understanding of the Apostle Paul, the inspiration of God.
这就是保罗借着神启示他所了解的。
And here, verse 25 says that the foolishness of God is wiser than man.
在二十五节又讲说，因神的愚拙总比人还要有智慧。
The human always have a limitation of understanding of God's wisdom.
因为人的了解总是有限的，尤其是关于神。
Sometimes we ask why we have to continue to pray to God.
有的时候我们会问，我们为什么要不断的跟神祷告呢？
Because if we do not pray God,
因为要是我们不跟神祷告
的话， we cannot understand God's will.
我们就不能够了解神的旨意。
Naturally, we followed our human wisdom.
我们就很自然的跟随自己的意思了。
And it turned out to be foolish then.
结果最后就是变成很愚拙了。
So the prayer is essential.
所以祷告是不可缺的。
Avoid the foolishness of our flesh.
这样子才不会让我们的肉体做愚昧的事。
So that we can give up ourselves against seeking the God's wisdom.
所以我们要放弃自己的意思而追求神的智慧。
Now verse chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 10.
哥林多前书二章十第十节。
For to us God revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depth of God, verse 11.
十一节。
For who among men knows the thought of a man, except the spirit of the man, which is in him? Even so the thought of God, no one knows, except the spirit of God, verse 12.
十二节。
Now we have received not the spirit of the word, but the spirit who is from God,that we might know the things freely given to us by God. And verse 13,
13节
which things we also speak, not in the word taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thought and the spiritual word. So here the Paul mentioned the importance of understanding God's will.
在这里保罗讲到了解神的旨意的重要性。
When we understand the God's will, this is the wisdom of God.
因为当我们了解神的旨意，这就是知道神的智慧了。
This is what we receive from the Spirit. This is not in the word taught by the human wisdom.
所以我们所得到的灵不是这个从人而来的。
Paul mentioned a spiritual thought and a spiritual words.
在这里讲到属灵的话和属灵的事。
A Christian life, we follow the spiritual thought and the spiritual word.
对一个基督徒来，我们就是要跟随，追求这个属灵的话和属灵的思想。
The wisdom is not come from us.
智慧不是从我们自己
变出来的。So it is better that we think that we are foolish.
要是我们觉得自己很好的话，那
就是愚昧的。So we always think that I'm foolish.
所以我们最好，我们一直想我们自己是愚昧的。
That's why I need the wisdom of God.
所以我这样，我需要跟神求智慧。
When we rely upon His wisdom,
当我们信靠神的智慧
，His wisdom lead us. It's not me, but God.
不是我自己，而是神
带领。 That's how we can glorify God.
这样子我们才能够荣耀神。
Nothing is to turn out to be our own credit.
因为这样我们就不能给我们自己加分了。
Why? Because nothing has come from us.
为什么呢？因为没有一件事情是从我们而来的。
All the wisdom is come from God.
因为所有的智慧都是从神来。
So nothing to be proud of ourselves.
所以我们就不没有可夸的事。
Because when we look at ourselves, we are foolish.
因为从我们看我们自己就是很愚昧的。
But when we look up to God, and because His wisdom upon me and upon us.
我们晚上看到神，就看到神的智慧降给我们。
So everything turned to be grace of God.
这样子一切就变成神的恩惠。
This is the grace of God.
这个就是神的恩惠。
During the time of Jesus' ministry,
在耶稣他的事工之中
he mentioned that he never talked by his own.
他说过他从不照自己的意思说话。
All the word given from his father to speak out.
他所说的一切话都是照着天父所说
的。He never he himself for the focus his own glory.
他也从来不专注自己的荣耀。
Whatever he do, the glory of God.
他所做的一切事都是为了求神的荣耀。
When he died on the cross,
当他在十字架死的时候
he never seeking his own glory.
他从来没有要求自己的荣耀。
But he died on the cross for the glory of God.
他死在十架上为了神的荣耀。
That's how he accomplished the salvation of God.
他这样子就完成神的救恩。
I hope that we understand that we all foolishness.
我们要了解，我们都是愚昧的人。
In front of God, we are all moron.
我们在神面前都是愚拙的。
We are all 8 to 12 years old, just that kind of capacity.
我们都只有八到十二岁孩子的智慧。
That's why we need God's wisdom.
所以我们需要神的智慧。
His wisdom makes us alive to be meaningful.
神的智慧让我们的生命才有意义。
To make through our life to be glorify His name.
这样子我们的生命才能够荣耀神。
God gave Solomon a lot of wisdom unto him.
神给所罗门王非常大的智慧。
He ignoring this God's wisdom. He cannot fully and clearly recognize that.
他是慢慢的慢慢的失去他的分别知道这个是神的智慧，所以他就慢慢的离弃神。
So he slowly rely on his own wisdom.
他就慢慢的开始依靠自己的智慧。
So God, he just turned away from God.
所以他也就慢慢的离弃神了。
Yet he find out because in his life all anything what he have done is all in vanity.
所以他在末中。认为一切生命的一切都是虚空的。
He find out that life is empty without the wisdom of God.
他发现没有神的智慧，一切都是虚空。
So end up he teach us very important wisdom.
结果他所教导我们的就是一个很重要的智慧。
That's what the Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and the end of this book of wisdom, he mentioned that.
所以在传道书的最后一章他这样子告诉我们。
He says conclusions.
他说这是所有的结论。
And then fear God and keep his commandment.
就是要敬畏神。
He realized end up he find out that this is the true wisdom.
他发现这就是最大的智慧了。
He realized his whole life had followed his own wisdom and turned out to be foolish life that he lived.
他发现他所追求的一切，结果在神面前都是愚昧的。
He learned that he have to come back to God in this way, to keep his commandment and fearing God.
他最后发现，总结论就是要敬畏神，还有谨守他的诫命。
I hope that all the brothers and sisters will all to be enough, wise enough in our life to receive from the wisdom from above.
我但愿我们大家弟兄姐妹都能够有智慧追求神给我们的智慧。
So that we can glorify His name.
我们就能够荣耀神的名。
So that our life can make a true meaningful life turn out to be.
这样子我们的生命就非常有意义了。
Let's sing him forward too.
让我们唱诗402首。